The prayer of the whatsoever list. Overcoming and destroying the spirit of road rage. On this, the seventh day of the week, the day of the sun. January 18th, 2020. The Book of John, Chapter 17, Verses 1 through 26. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me I have kept, and none of them is lost except the Son of Perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Book of Philippians, Chapter 4, Verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. The Book of 1 John, Chapter 3, Verses 16 through 23. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods, and sees his brother in need, and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Amen. Catch a man's attention like cars blowing horns. In traffic, we make moves like a rental van. They set you straight like the dental plan. All up in your mind like a mental scan. Get hooked on price like keys and rings. You like our reasoning? We'll check the break and think on these things. Trust me, son, you haven't lived until you live with the mindset that heaven gives. And I'll be telling kids, Christ is the king. My crew makes rhymes so y'all can take time to think on these things. You don't have to wander, just sit and ponder. You might find love if you take time just to think on these things. You know that I'm a shoo-in for doing you in like Patrick. Amazing like a hat trick. You can catch it if you follow me like got Matrix. Or Matrix. When I break it down in terms like amens, catching amens. All about the like I was aiming. Day in and day out, I see men sitting, thinking, drinking tall ounces. Trying to figure out why is that the way the ball bounces. Why is it so easy for trouble to catch us? Like it comes in double deckers. Enough to make you look like chubby checkers. How come the right way is never popular? And when you try to travel it, something's always stopping ya. Could the Bible be true when it says that sin separates you from the God who made you? Is God really out to off ya, or does he offer a bridge to get across stuff? The cross does just that. You might find this life is rough. You also might find that God designs that type of stuff just to get you looking his way, just to display his love, to show you how he fits in like hands fit in gloves. Trust Jesus, cause he's the king. You like our reasoning? We'll take some time and think on these things. Trust me, son, you haven't lived until you live with the mindset that heaven gives. And I'll be telling kids, Christ is the king. My crew makes rhymes so y'all can take time to think on these things. Trust me, son, you haven't lived until you live with the mindset that heaven gives. And you don't have to wander, just sit and ponder.